only going to get a 66 center right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. A great pride in the promise of God's goodness. Amen. What he made of this people, just like all of the earth, has been made of the salvation that God has chosen from the Lord. The Bible says that God's goodness for every single person in the city, and that God has created for your purposes. We should have to be mindful that this is the day that the Lord has spoken to us.
There will never be anyone, anything. Thank you. That second. And all of a sudden, it's like the Spirit of the Lord raised up in me, and I just spoke out loud and said, no, I'm not. That's not who God says about me. God says that I'm His beloved, that I'm above and not beneath. I'm not a failure. I'm His daughter. Where I'm weak, He's strong. And He will help me go through anything that I need to go through. I'm just telling you, if you're going through a season that you're just fighting, and you're just fighting, and you're just not feeling anything, and you're just not sensing anything, the Word says to stand. That's what I'm doing. I'm standing. Because I know this, that I've been through seasons similar to this before, and I sat down, and it got worse. And nothing helped. Nothing helped me. Depression tried to come on. But I know this time I've been doing it different. I'm standing, and I'm not taking what I'm feeling in myself, because the Word says we don't move by feelings. We don't move by this. Faith is what moves us. The Word is what moves us. What He says about me is who I am. I'm not a failure. I'm not less than. I'm enough. I'm good enough because of Him. Without Him, I'm not, but with Him, I'm good enough. With Him, you're good enough. You're not a failure. You who God put on this earth at this time to do His work. And there's none better to do it than you. Because if there were somebody better to do it than you, they would be standing in your place instead of you. 7 million choices when you were born could have came out. But it was you that came out, because God chose you from your mother's womb. He created you. He formed you. That's who we are. We're not failures. We're not less than. We're not good enough. We are. Because of Him who's made us good enough. Amen? So when I talk about and sing this song, I think, Lord, You're right. You're my miracle. And I'm just going to reach out and I'm going to touch You. And You're going to bring me through this season. And I'm going to rejoice in it right now. Right now before I leave the season. I'm going to rejoice. And when I was talking to somebody, I said, I'm about to shout. button doesn't get pushed. If I don't think she should have said it, hey, Marcia, when you said this, what did you mean? Because that, you know, okay, I just wanted to make sure. What am I going to go to Lori? Either just let it go and understand she's in a different place than you are at this point. She interpreted something differently than you did. Or go to her. That's what love says.
Amen.
And that's where we have to get with love, guys.
Mm-hmm.
That God is showing me this in such a deep way.
Mm-hmm.
That if we're really going to be the people that love, somebody else's actions and reactions is not going to change our love. It's not going to change how we respond to somebody. It's not going to change how we interact with somebody.
Amen.
We're just going to love them more.
Amen.
And pray for them.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's funny because I keep telling you this, and I want you to know this. One thing I... Because there's
Thank you.
embrace that and submit it to the will of God. Father, we have to take life experiences, God. Father, sometimes even our parents or other people of influence, they did their best to teach us, God. But God, if their experience has come from false doctrine or no relationship from God whatsoever, then God, I break the power of these experiences and these teachings in our life. And Father, I pray that the Word of God would rise up, God. Father, that you have come to destroy the works of the devil, God. And Father, anywhere that he has made tradition or mindsets in opposition of who you are, God, I pray right now, Father, that you would break, destroy, and tear down wrong ways of thinking, wrong ways of living. And God, right now, that we would release the creative power of God and the Word of God to make us free, to establish us in you in these areas, Father, that you may provide and fulfill not just that good and acceptable, but the perfect will of God for our life, Father. Now, Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name.